You're listening to ATIS on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. So here's a number that ought to make every airline chief financial officer in Europe lose a little sleep. Zero. That's the amount of net debt Ryanair is now carrying on its books. $0, 0 euros. Nothing. The largest low-cost carrier in Europe just announced it has paid off every cent of long-term debt, and it now owns outright 620 Boeing 737 aircraft. Let that sink in for a second. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at aviationsoul.com. Now back to Ryanair. Neil Sorahan, the airline's chief financial officer, made the announcement and was pretty clear about what this means strategically. When you own your fleet free and clear, you don't have monthly lease payments bleeding your operating margin. You don't have banks dictating terms. You don't have lessors pulling aircraft when times get tough. You have pure, unencumbered flexibility. Here's what you need to know. Most airlines don't own their aircraft. Their global fleet is heavily leased. Some carriers lease north of 80% of their planes. That model works fine when revenue is steady. But we all saw what happened during the pandemic. Airlines with massive lease obligations were hemorrhaging cash, even with their fleets parked on the ground. Ryanair took a different road. They've been methodically buying 737s, primarily the 800 variant, and now the MAX 8-200, which Ryanair brands as the 737 Game Changer. That MAX 8-200 configuration is a 197-seat, single-class layout with Boeing Sky interior. Ryanair worked directly with Boeing to develop that high-density configuration, and it gives them about 4% more seats than a standard MAX 8 while burning roughly 16% less fuel per seat than the older 800s they're replacing. And owning the fleet outright means Ryanair's cost per seat is among the lowest in commercial aviation. Sorahan pointed out that this financial position allows them to consistently offer lower fares than competitors. That's not just marketing language. When your fixed costs drop because you've eliminated debt service, you can price aggressively and still turn a profit. Their competitors, many of whom are still carrying billions in pandemic-era debt, simply cannot match that math. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Being debt-free doesn't mean Ryanair stopped spending money. They still have a massive order book with Boeing for up to 300 MAX aircraft. But they're financing those purchases from cash flow rather than borrowing. That's an extraordinary position for any airline, let alone one that moves over 180 million passengers a year. For perspective, think about what 620 owned aircraft represents. That's a fleet larger than most countries' entire commercial aviation sectors. And every single one of those jets is a 737 variant. One type, one training pipeline, one set of spare parts, one maintenance program. The operational efficiency of a single type fleet is something every pilot who has worked at a multi-fleet carrier can appreciate. Your crews are interchangeable. Your dispatch flexibility goes up, your training costs come down. It's the Southwest model perfected on a European scale. This affects you if you're watching the broader aviation industry for signs of where things are headed. Ryanair's move signals that the low-cost carrier model, when executed with financial discipline, can reach a level of stability that legacy carriers struggle to match. We're seeing a shift where some of the strongest balance sheets in aviation now belong to budget operators, not the flag carriers. There's also a Boeing angle here worth noting. Ryanair has been one of Boeing's most important and most vocal customers. Michael O'Leary, Ryanair's chief executive, has never been shy about criticizing Boeing publicly when deliveries slip or quality concerns arise. But the continued commitment to the 737 family, even through Boeing's well-documented challenges with the MAX program, tells you something about the fundamental economics of that airframe. Ryanair ran the numbers and kept buying. For the general aviation community, there's actually a useful principle buried in this corporate news. Financial flexibility comes from owning your assets and minimizing recurring obligations. Whether you're running a fleet of 600 aircraft or trying to keep one Cessna 172 flying on a weekend budget, the math is the same. Debt constrains your options. Ownership gives you choices. One more thing. Ryanair's debt-free status also positions them as a potential acquirer if the European market consolidates further. When smaller carriers stumble, and in European aviation they always do, the airline with cash on hand and no debt gets first pick of the routes and slots that come loose. Sorahan didn't say that explicitly, but he didn't have to. That story comes via Simple Flying, and it's worth a read for the full breakdown of the numbers. I'm Tower. You'll find more at radiohangar.com, blue skies, and fly the numbers.